Cassidy got into a little bit of an argument with her husband over some of the books that she's been reading about being pregnant. And that inspired him to get some books.
Yeah, books geared towards men. They're crap. They suck.
Cassidy came in the day after he got them, and she goes, listen to some of these excerpts that are in this book. And she started giving us some of the cliff notes.
Yeah.
Impressive, fellas. Impressive. Rough. You've got them all fooled.
Yeah, the books for the moms are like actual scientific fact about what's going on inside the body, so therefore you can understand why am I having this pain or this symptom. The books for the guys are just straight up attempts at comedy writing. There's one that's called What to Expect When Your Wife's Expanding. And then there's Dude, You're Gonna Be a Dad. And my favorite is the one that just says, like, you know, if your wife's not feeling as a rowdy as she normally is during pregnancy, just cheat on her. I'm like,
wow,
not thrilled. But he's, you know, started to read these books, which I do appreciate that he's trying. But all of a sudden,
wait, reading those books or reading your books?
No, just reading books, which is at least he's trying.
He's moved on to Goosebumps. He's doing very well.
But I just feel that he now thinks he's an expert on my pregnancy, and I don't know if it's the most accurate.
So
he started to talk like a new person.
Let's hear husband Jerry of Pregnant Cassidy reading some of the excerpts from his book.
Isn't it great to know that right now the placenta is beginning to produce its own progesterone, taking over the function of the corpus luteum?
Now, wait a minute. That
what
sounds pretty
that
scientific.
Helpful.
Yeah, okay.
Your complexion looks fine, honey. But if you're worried about it, you might want to try vitamin B6, supplement of 25 to 50 milligrams, which can help alleviate hormone-related skin blemishes.
Now,
this seems very helpful.
With the subtle overtones of misogyny, that still sounds somewhat scientific.
Supportive.
Mm, yeah.
Did you know why you're not supposed to lie down flat on your back? It's because that position can put too much pressure on your inferior vena cava.
Oh.
No, I'm not saying your vena cava is inferior. In fact, I'm pretty sure it's above average.
Oh, thanks, honey. You know what? So I cracked up in the book, and at the end of each chapter, it's like things to say to your wife to make her think that you care. And that's what those are. Lies.
But you thought for a while that he cared until you found that. So
yeah,
it sort of worked.